On Christmas night, I was resting by the light of the Christmas tree, finally resting, listening to one of my favorite Christmas CDs. Into the silence of the night broke gospel singer Mahalia Jackson's deep, soulful song. Sweet little Jesus boy, they made you be born in a manger, Lord. Sweet little holy child, we didn't know who you were. Written by Robert McGinsey in 1934, amid the cruelty of American racism, recorded by Mahalia Jackson in 1961, amid the struggles of the civil rights movement, this spiritual sheds light on today's gospel reading from John. Christ was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. As Mahalia wails on, the world treat you mean, Lord. They treat me mean too. We're reminded that the incarnation closes the gap between heaven, God, and humanity. We're reminded that the suffering and rejection of the Christ child is the suffering and rejection of all God's children. The spiritual sings of a God who willingly comes among us, among those considered the least of us. God made flesh in a homeless child, born to a family on the margins of power. And our failure to recognize God in the poverty of the manger translates very literally into our failure to see and love and heal the suffering Christ in our world. This failure to recognize Christ in our midst reminds me of an evening many years ago when I took a group of youth from my first church into downtown Chicago for a night walk. Let me explain. There's an organization in Chicago called the Night Ministry, which connects with Chicago's homeless youth through street outreach, shelter, and a mobile health outreach bus. The Night Ministry also offers something called the Night Walk, where people who live a more advantaged existence can learn experientially about the realities of homelessness facing an estimated 25,000 youth aged 14 to 21 in Illinois. As a side note, California has one of the largest homeless youth populations in the country, with over 200,000 of the 1.6 billion homeless teens in the U.S. 5,000 to 10,000 of these young people can be found each year right here in Santa Barbara County. But I digress. On the night walk, after a brief orientation about youth homelessness in Chicago, you're split up into pairs and invited to simply walk without course or agenda through the area known as Ground Zero for homeless youth in Chicago, the intersection of Clark Street and Belmont Street. While you walk with your partner, you're asked to imagine that you, as yourself, are homeless that night. Look around the streets. Where will you sleep? How will you spend the $5 in your pocket? What will you eat? Do you think you'll be safe here? I set off with two youth, and we wondered and wandered aimlessly about these questions. We took in our surroundings, and we tried to figure out where would be the warmest place to sleep that would shield us from that windy city's air. One youth frankly admitted that he'd probably spend all of his money on candy. We felt like outsiders to all of the people who were rushing past us with purpose and direction. We waited on a street corner for a light to change. A group of homeless youth were assembling just yards away, waiting for the night ministry's nightly food distribution. A scruffy-looking young man came closer to us. "Do you know what time it is?" he asked. I looked at my cell phone. "Yeah, it's 7:45, I answered. "Thanks. Sure don't mention it." "No, I mean, thanks for talking to me." Most people would have ignored me. They would have acted like they didn't hear me, like I didn't exist. So thank you. I just wanted to know how much longer it was until dinner. I couldn't have asked for a better teaching moment for the youth, for myself. As much as we were trying to understand just a little bit of what it would be like to be homeless, we couldn't have imagined that our very humanity could be ignored. Nor would we have realized the potential that each one of us has to treat another person like they didn't exist, like their suffering humanity didn't matter. Who knew it could be so easy to do? The world treat you mean. They treat me mean too. Sweet little Jesus boy, we didn't know it was you. Peter Morin, co-founder of the Catholic Workers Movement, wrote, "In the first century of Christianity, the hungry were fed at a personal sacrifice. The naked were clothed at a personal sacrifice. The homeless were sheltered at a personal sacrifice. And the pagans used to say about the Christians, 'See how they love each other.'" He goes on to say, "In our own day, the poor are no longer fed, clothed, and sheltered at a personal sacrifice, but at the expense of the taxpayers. And because of this, the pagans say about the Christians, 'See how they pass the buck.'" Sometimes we pass the buck. Sometimes we fail to recognize and respond to the suffering humanity in our midst, because to do otherwise means to make ourselves vulnerable to the world's suffering. To recognize and respond means to humble ourselves and renegotiate our notions of power. But the light from the manger reveals that our very salvation depends upon this renegotiation. The light from the manger reveals that all of our expectations about power are upset. God's grandeur is revealed in the manger. The power of God made flesh in a homeless child. This Christmas season, may we see the world as the Christ child has revealed it to us. As God humbly chose to come among us as the lowly, the outcast, the poor, so may we humble ourselves enough, open ourselves enough to see God in the least among us and to be a source of love and healing for the suffering in our midst. Amen. Amen.